Right, if you were wrestle and compete at this level.
The hell is that? It just went. How could that happen? Nothing's happening. Can people hack your phone line?
Yes. This is Cameron. And, hey, so, you know, there's a lot to, I mean, I'm not going to be completely upfront, and I think that's,
Skyrim meets metal. That's a bad name for a track, I'm just gonna say. Johnson.
for action. Offer suit like mine's the holding down for acting up. Cast this person's up in presence. You can't contain the curtains up. Palm open stuff, film 35 mil to microfiche. The world's about to change. I hope you wasn't keen on peace. An open call for peace, the burden. Who speaks the first and is creeping, hurting? Peace of bomb needs a creature for a speech immersion. The future's in the can. Just telling development for cross the tragic span. The war's felt, we felt the risk. Guys falling, it ain't peace. Yeah, we not gonna stay asleep with the fear like a fucking piece of foam. And the fighting's fools in the road of fragile admiral halls. The updated weapons are braided. The cause is falling. That is the lies. The lethal threat to the side. And the choice of his focus makes the pipe like fish eyes. The world's sound on the snow covered in nuclear winter. Proof bites the paper. Have the war in 2 days. We need props on an alternative fuel source. Have to be bargain with on some dark brown lockdown. Freezing on garbage shit. Slating the fading of our fading. Decaying the state of affairs of electric.
Thanks, you too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
bitch ass motherfucker.
Christ.
Yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. Salad almost the king, yo. It's about a thing. If you feel real good with your hands in the air and lick two shots.
revealed himself to maybe be a bit of a bad person as of late. Retrogames.com was always, I feel like, the best one for a good long time. There was MUFuse.com that went
can finally start for real.
Ooh, well, I'd be concerned if not. It's getting pretty late, almost 7:45.
Hey, everybody, I'm throwing a party and everyone here is invited. Sonic is ready to bring all the bodies around my pad expedited. Everyone's coming, so put all your bum in a bottle.
song. All the pretty girls in the world. The ugly girls too. Cause to me you're pretty anyways, baby. You give me your number, I call you up. You act like your pussy don't interrupt. I don't have no problem with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me. Baby, you know I'll take care of you. Cause you say you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad, bitch. For good or worse, makes you sweat. So I walk on over with my crystal. Bitches, put away your pistol. Venus won't be having it in this house. Cause bitch, I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my calm voice, you can get another number. Coochie won't get moist. You wanna look good and not be bummy, girl, you better give me that money.
Woo!
This is holy shit, man.
Down in the ground where you cannot be found. I'm just being dog trying to make some money. So give me my streams and give me my home. Radios play this all day, every day. Recognize I'm a fool if you love me. None of you better look at me funny. You know my name now. Give me my money. Sing it.
Oh man.
Shining disco light. You better help me solve my problem, or I'll get this money and buy them. Lucky dog when I won the lottery.
This is some fucking bottom of the barrel ass shit right here, man.
And then lift up your skirt.
Like,
and if you want this Beamus, God made Beamus. Beam will bust your ass. Stop annoying me. Yeah, I play my music loud. Chase the bastard old Beamus to move the crowd. They say he had his bum in his mouth. Cisco Adler taught me that back. But give me my money.
This is like something that like a 14-year-old would record in a bedroom and then play for their friends and then upload to the internet somewhere and learn a very harsh lesson about fucking the way the world works. Yeah, this is logical. Get that fucking guy in here. Oh, God.
damn it!
Yeah.
saw that Call of Duty. I watched a presentation of Call of Duty. And, I don't know what the trailer looks like. I haven't actually seen it. Or maybe I have. I don't know what they put out, is what I'm saying. Other than, like the press release and stuff that I got sent yesterday. It's smart. Like, they're doing the fucking thing that they've needed to do for a really long time. Like, from a tech perspective. Like, it they have overhauled a lot of that game. Going through the presentation for a game that's coming out this year, I kind of grounded it in, like, okay, this is coming to current machines and all this other stuff. Saw it, they showed PS4 footage and stuff like that. But like, they're doing a level of overhaul to the different systems of that game that you would expect to happen for like a next generation video game. So they're getting ahead of it. In a way. And it is impressive. Like, the audio stuff, like, they finally have, like, gun audio that I think meets or beats what EA's been doing. In terms of just like real-time reverb, like, hey, I'm standing near a thing, I'm doing that, like all that stuff was like that stuff as they walked through it was super impressive. I think the game, like the campaign stuff they showed, like it, for their goal of like, hey, we want to reboot this thing because the meaning of modern has changed when it comes to warfare since they started that series, like, the reboot, all that stuff makes sense. The line they said was like, it's kind of hard to have a grounded, realistic military game set in a world where like multiple nukes have gone off. Like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like, making a sequel to Modern Warfare 3 would be ridiculous at this point. Yeah, the crossplay stuff. Like, yeah, they're the no season pass stuff that they have. I guess stated that publicly. That sounds exciting. And the story stuff, the bits they showed were like fucked up, I guess I would say. And some of that like kind of maps back to the tech allowing them to, make a house seem tight. And like they showed a sequence that was all night vision, sweeping through a house, a terrorist sets off a bomb in London, and then you trace it back to this house, and so you and your squad are kind of going through and doing stuff, and it had a real, almost like a Rainbow Six Siege vibe to it, with guys stacking up on doors and all that. I mean, I'm not saying the gameplay is at all like that, but it had that feel, with all the night vision and everything, of just like, oh, this is kind of like it looked more fucked up, and also like it looked more to human scale. The doorways aren't a mile wide, so AI can get through because they've made the AI better, I guess.
You know, whether they, yeah, like, what's the, yeah, what's that quote? An edgy, culturally relevant, and thought-provoking single-player campaign. I will say that the stuff I saw, like, yeah, that stuff could be that. I'm not willing to say, yes, they've definitely nailed it on that front, but I, like, what they showed looked fucked up. But also still a video game, and still a Call of Duty video game. So yeah, I don't know. Like, I think the tech overall is something they needed for a really long time, and I think that'll do a lot for them in terms of making this year's game more than you would have initially thought it was. And I think I feel like they have well justified the concept of, like, a Modern Warfare reboot. Like, that stuff makes sense. I mean, a Modern Warfare sequel would be ridiculous. And yeah, you know, what war means in this day and age is a lot different than what it meant when Modern Warfare happened in 07. I don't get how this is a Super Mario dubstep remix, but I guess maybe I need to pay closer attention, but this doesn't sound like... Not my Mario, man. Like, yeah, you know, like, I get why people have been super fucking skeptical of that game, and I get why people will continue to be skeptical of that game, but the stuff I saw, like, I think they're doing what they've needed to do. They're overhauling, what they've needed to overhaul. Yeah, the kid thing, the kid thing is like a toss-up, right? Like, it's kind of, like, that whole sequence they showed is, like, fucked up, you know? Yeah, you're seeing things through the perspective of this little girl. You watch, you know, your father rescue you only to get fucking fucked up by a Russian soldier. It's like a flashback sequence. And then it kind of turns into this boss fight looking thing where you're crawling through grates and getting this screwdriver and you gotta stab the Russian guy 3 times to take him out. And then it becomes kind of every, like, Call of Duty stealth level where someone is crawling in front of you so you know to follow them and they are talking way too loud for a stealth level. Adios. I came away from it pretty impressed. I'll say that. Got any grapes? And it feels like, you know, like, hey, this... He started to smile. He started to laugh. He laughed for a while. He said, come on, Doc. This is the thing they've needed to do for a while, and it seems like they're finally doing it. Whether that, you know... Whether it's too late, or whether people are receptive to that, like, whether that makes a dent in terms of bringing people back to Call of Duty or whatever, I don't know. I don't know. I think that there are some people that are just, like, not interested in Call of Duty, period, no matter what they do. Like, that's it. And people have fallen away from it. It's, you know, hard to imagine it ever being as big as it was at its height. but the shit they showed was like, yeah, it was, like I said, it was fucked up in a way that you go, oh man, jeez. But also, yeah, their whole, like, you know, it wasn't, like, necessarily overly gory either. It was just like, this is a serious situation. And also, they're tugging on a lot of this, the same stuff that, you know, that could be kind of construed as being easy shit, right? You know, you're sweeping through this house, and, you know, no one is wearing uniforms. It's the are these people good guys, bad guys? You hear a lot of muffled men and women yelling at each other, like, as you're entering some of these rooms. And then it's just like, here's this woman, you shoot her as she's lunging for something, and then it turns out to be a detonator, which of course it is, because, like, it could have just as easily been, like, a picture of a baby or something to make you go, like, oh my god, what have I done? Like, you know, there's, like, a lot of opportunities for them to yank on shit like that to make it weighty, and they don't go for it that easy. But the whole, like, controlling a kid, father gets killed, stab him with a screwdriver stuff, seems like it's right up to that line in a way that I think some people will look at that sequence and just fucking roll their eyes and move on. But I think the tech stuff is smart. I think that I'm interested to hear what their third mode is. They allude to the idea of, I think they mentioned the idea of a co-op thing, but I don't know. Also, it was weird hearing presentations from people who worked on the Titanfall games, who are now back at that studio in, like, lead roles. But yeah, I think what they're doing is really interesting, and it seems like with the crossplay, like that sort of stuff, it seems like that they are really rethinking a lot of what they do across the board on that front, and hopefully that stuff works out. I don't know. Like, it's way more interesting. Like, when the name leaked, it was very easy to be like, oh, fuck, whatever. But, like, the actual game and the actual pitch, it was one of the more interesting presentations I've seen. Because they stopped and showed all of it. They're like, okay, this is, you know, what photogrammetry does to our in-game assets and makes the world work better. You know, here's an example of how wide a doorway used to have to be, and now we're doing this, and now it's this, and it could look more realistic that way, and hey, here's the stuff we're going for with night vision, and a lot of that stuff. Yeah, it's, it's really interesting. So, I don't know. We'll see. I just hope that tech overhaul applies to the games being made by the other studios. That would be really fucking dumb if, like, well, Infinity Ward overhauled the tech, but Treyarch didn't want to use it, so that, you know, like in the old days when Treyarch would have better fire tech than the other games or whatever, for whatever dumb reason. I love the song because I love hip hop. I just love hip hop. Also, I love Madagascar 3. I was like, good gracious, bodacious, flirtatious, trying to show patience, looking for the right time to shoot my steam, waiting for the right time to flash them keys. I'm leaving, 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 me and the rest of my neighbors. to the sequence of this song. It's Madagascar. This has music from the motion picture, so. What? Madagascar 3. The song seems, even in its edited form, seems somewhat inappropriate.
Yeah.
Why you gotta doing this verse, but kids doing the girl part? This calling the fucking cops. Oh, you're also a very good rapper. Wash Jr. to do that It's Thursday, right? I think we're gonna try and stream stuff. They're packing up, but I think we're gonna try and stream some stuff.